It's Nevin time. That's what matters. It's practically 9:10, but it is Nevin time.
Nevin Maguire with the Bord Bia Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Bord Bia quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin Maguire, dear heart, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. How are you? Are you good?
I'm very good. Now look. A birdie told me that you've been hither and yon and doing all sorts, but that you have found space and time in your busy skedoodle to give us the old Christmas beginnings. Is this true?
I know. Well, I mean, the Christmas is only around the corner. We were away last week recording in Kylemore Abbey, Marty, and we were recording our Christmas special for RTE. So it's a magical place and kind of gets you into the Christmas spirit. So I thought we'd do some Christmas bake, and I thought we'd do the Christmas cake, and we'd do the owl pudding that you're a fan of.
You don't mean Auntie Maureen's.
Oh, that's the one. Ah, you know it.
Gorgeous.
Tried and tested.
Good man. Well, this is the beginning. Talk to me and explain why we're doing the Christmas cake now.
Yeah, you see, the cake needs to be kind of matured and then you kind of feed it, and I'll explain all about that. Like, the longer you can make the cake, and this is traditionally kind of a big weekend for the kind of Christmas baking, you know.
Yes.
Kind of coming towards the middle to the end of November. You know, a Christmas cake should be maturing for a minimum of 4 to 5 weeks. It can keep for months and months, so it doesn't go off, and you can enjoy it, you know, in the new year and throughout next year. So I think the key is to get it made as soon as you can. And this one will make one kind of 8-inch cake tin. It's very simple. You preheat the oven, first of all, at 160. And what you do then is just, you will talk about the fruit. So it's 18 ounces of dried fruits. And that's your sultanas, raisins, currants, mixed peel, ready to eat apricots, your favourite prunes.
Oh, lovely.
Some grated rind and juice of a lemon. And then what you do is you just literally beat some brown sugar,
right,
with some 6 ounces of butter. So if you can do that, get that nice and kind of soft and get it nice and flavoursome. Also, what I'd like your listeners to do is to put a little bit of cinnamon into it and some grated nutmeg. Now, nutmeg is a fantastic spice.
Yes.
And it's 6 ounces, so it's equal quantities of butter and equal quantities of brown sugar. So you cream that up. It's like making kind of like as if you were making kind of like a Victoria sponge, something like that.
Lovely.
So you're creaming up the butter, you're creaming up the sugar, you're going to put in your spices and then the flour. And if you can with the fruits, if you can soak all the dried fruits, just have them all ready, and if you can soak them in a couple of tablespoons of whiskey, that will definitely help. You can do that overnight if you want to. There's absolutely no...
If you do it overnight, you'll be drunk as a skunk in the morning.
Well, you might be, you know, and you might be drinking the whiskey too. Sure, hot whiskey, do you no harm.
Do you no harm, good for the voice.
So, Exactly. And then, Marty, what you do then? So you're making up your batter mixture. So you have your sugar, you have your butter, and then you sieve in your plain flour. So there's no raisin agent in this. You're going to put in 4 eggs. You're going to put in, obviously, your spices. And then what you do is just mix the whole dried fruits into that. Now, in this recipe, we have some marzipan. This is optional.
Yeah.
So marzipan is just like made. It's like an almond paste. You either like it or you don't like it. I like it. It's not my favourite thing, but I like it.
Yeah.
And you can cube that up and you can put that into the cake batter mixture, so you can. This will make an 8-inch loose bottom kind of a cake tin. So it will. You line that with nonstick baking paper, like parchment paper that we spoke about many times. And then what you do is just literally fold that in there with a spatula and then put that into the oven and you bake it for 2 hours. Now, when you're baking your cake, if you find it browning too much, cover it with some tin foil, because you don't want it getting too brown. And then
how long did you say it's going to be in there, Nevin? Did you say 2 hours?
Yeah, about 2 hours at 160, so it's not a hugely hot oven, but it's not a really cold oven either.
Yeah.
And as I said, that will make one 8-inch cake tin, so okay. It will. And people love Christmas cake. Are you a fan yourself, Martin?
Yeah, I love Christmas cake. I do, yeah. I do, absolutely. And it's again, and I don't like it too dry, do you know? But there's always cream and stuff
yes.
to put with it, so it doesn't matter, you know?
Well, that is a good point. And then you have, of course, the icing, and you have that if you want to, but we're not going to focus on that. We're just focusing on the cake. So how you test when it's done is you get a skewer and just place it into the centre, and when it comes out kind of dry, that it's cooked through. Every oven is different, but about 2 hours should do that. So you let it cool in the tin, and then you carefully remove it, and then you prick the surface with a fine skewer, and then you spoon over more whiskey and brandy. You'd love this one. And then you leave it for an hour to let the alcohol soak in, and then feeding the cake. So I'll explain that. So you're going to wrap it in some greaseproof paper and tin foil, and then maybe every say maybe once a week. Feed it with some more whiskey and some more brandy if you want. You don't have to use both, by the way. And that will really give you the most mature, delicious, flavoursome cake. And it'll keep for months and months, so it will. And then just literally a week before Christmas, if you want to, you can decorate it with or cover it with marzipan and some ready-to-roll icing. And
that's it. Lovely.
It's as easy as that.
Well, it's not. And it really needs a good stir when you're getting the thing organised, doesn't it? It really needs a good stir.
It does.
When you're doing the prep.
And I mean, the quality of the fruits, and do you know if you can do that, and if you can, as I say, the longer you can make it, the better. And it's the same as the Christmas pudding. You know, this is a big week or two now, the next 2 weeks, that people who are into baking, obviously you can go out and get really good Christmas cakes, but nothing will beat your own homemade bacon. I don't care.
I think it's
always the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now you've have that, but now the excitement mounts. Auntie Maureen's plum pudding.
I've talked through this recipe so many times, and Auntie Maureen, she is a retired home economics teacher, and she would have given me this recipe. And it's the same recipe we make in the restaurant. We make 100 Christmas puddings, so we did, and we made them about 2 weeks ago, Marty. Yeah, just after
did
Halloween.
Did you? All right.
And it's lovely to have them made, and it's again lots of those lovely fruits. So we'll go through it.
Oh, they're wonderful.
When your viewers look at the recipe, they'll think, jeez, that's a lot of ingredients.
And the listeners.
But you have your flour, you have your mixed spice.
Yes. Yeah,
and your listeners too, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
But they'll have to view it.
Are you ready for the list? This is a long list.
Are you ready? Yeah. So you have, okay, so we'll talk about your dry ingredients first. So you have your plain flour, mixed spice, cloves, nutmeg, and then you have some sultanas, we have raisins, we have currants in that, mixed peel, blanched almonds, we have fresh apple, which is cored and diced, and some carrot, which is grated, which is quite interesting. The carrot keeps it really, really, really moist. Now, this is great because you put all the ingredients into a bowl, and then you melt some 6 ounces of butter, put in 6 ounces of fresh white breadcrumbs. And for any of your listeners that are celiac, you can use celiac breadcrumbs. This will work perfectly. Put in your sugar, 6 ounces of brown sugar, and then the grated zest and juice of one lemon,
right.
2 eggs, and then some stout. Stout will give you a really dark, rich pudding. Guinness, whatever you want, or Murphy's, anything like that will work really, really well. The key into this is to mix all the ingredients in a big, big bowl, and this will make 2 by 2 pints of pudding, so it will, or 1.2 litre. That's exactly what it makes. So it makes 2 of these. You put all the whole ingredients into a bowl, and what you do is stir it through really well, as you said, give it a really good mix. There's 2 eggs in that too. I don't know if I said that. And then you cover it in a tin, in a tea towel overnight. Now this is really important because what it does, it kind of plumps up the fruit. Everything will look really wet when you make it. And I remember me and you having a TV classic moment many, many years, an open house.
Yeah.
What did I forget to put in? The breadcrumbs.
Of course.
The breadcrumbs. And you rescued me. We had the whole thing in the bowl. And
I said, where it came from.
The mixture is awful wet. And my Auntie Maureen was roaring at the TV screen. But good old Marty says, hold on, empty it back out. Let's get the breadcrumbs in there. So you saved my bacon and I'll never forget it. So
well, it's a long time ago now. I'm not even going to let anybody know how long ago this is.
But not forgotten.
No, well,
not
thank forgotten. You for that. Thank you for the kind words.
So what you do, Marty, is you cover it with a tea towel and then you let it sit overnight. And then you put it into your pudding basins. Cover them with a double thickness of greaseproof paper and tin foil, tie it with string, and then this is the interesting part, how you cook it.
Yeah.
So my Auntie Maureen came up with a fantastic idea of actually cooking them in the oven, in a bain-marie it's called. So you preheat your oven to 150 and you cover like a large roasting tray, put in your 2 pudding basins and you half fill them with boiling water, and then you cook them in the oven for about 6 to 8 hours, and or else you can steam them the 6 hours, which is the traditional way. And the reason why they're better in the oven, you need the water to protect them from melting, but it stops your kitchen becoming completely steamed up. So
yes.
That's really, really important.
That's
so
a very good tip.
And I mean, like, they can be made now in the next week or two. Honestly, the longer you make them, it's like anything, the flavours will mature. And then Christmas Day, like it just says, to warm them up. What I do, I think I told you this before, I get my Christmas puddings, I slice them, I cover them in cling film, I just literally warm them for a minute in the microwave and serve them with some custard and whipped cream.
Gorgeous.
And that's it. It's as easy as that. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
no.
So tasty. I love this recipe.
Well, the great thing about it is, and we've said it many times, you and I, it's the moistness of Auntie Maureen's plum pudding that really does it for me, because doesn't. I just think a dry owl yolk is awful. I really do. I think the fact it's moist, it's beautiful, and they're very special. Really is lovely, and you can hardly taste the
stout. Well, it's a recipe we've been doing for many, many, many years, and you know what? It hasn't changed, and it's just a tried and trusted recipe. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners, you know, they think of their granny, they think of their mother, because that's where you think of nostalgic recipes and traditions. And for me, that's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, anyway, here it is. Just a reminder again, it's Auntie Maureen's plum pudding. And prior to that, the Christmas cake. It's like it's snuck up on us, Nevin. You know, it's like it's snuck up on us.
I know. I know.
It really feels like that.
It's only around the corner.
I know. It's only a month away. But there it is. All the recipes, as you know, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, is where they sit. Good man, Nevin. I'm going to play a little track from Mr. String called Soul Cake. It's kind of a Christmassy thing, but a soul cake is what we're talking about, because this is the food you're doing today is good for the soul. So I think that's kind of good.
That certainly is.
My very best to you and to Imelda and the children. Keep well, and we'll talk soon. All right, Nevin?
Thank you.
God bless
you. Chat to you next week, Marty.
You certainly will.
Thank
bring
you.
On bacon. You too.
Nevin
bring
McGuire
on the string.
With the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.